This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, second hour of our weekend program. Thanks for staying with us. We got lots to share with you this hour, plus you can join us. You can call us at 877-726-8255. We'll be taking your calls momentarily. But first, this item, headline, 90-year-old U.S. cyclist fails doping test, loses crown. This is an incredible story. There's this guy named Carl Grove, who is a 90-year-old American cyclist, and he had won the 90 to 94 age group individual pursuit crown. I guess this is a bicycle race, in a world record of 3 hours, 6 minutes, and 29 seconds last July at an event in Pennsylvania. He not only set a world record, but he was the only competitor in his age group. So that's one of the ways you can win, is if you're the last man standing and you're one out of one, you're going to win. That's something I aspire to. You know, I'm not that fast, but if I can keep racing at 90, you know, I'll just enter every race and be the only one racing. I'll win every time. Mr. Grove apparently tested positive for something called epitrenbolone, which is a metabolite of the prohibited substance trenbolone in a urine sample taken after his race. So this is a big deal because this is official racing. It's a world record. So they test you for doping. And the suggestion is that he may have consumed meat contaminated with a banned substance. Well, yeah, that's what they always say. They don't say, I took some sort of performance-enhancing drug. They always say, well, I had a hamburger. And I guess they must have put some growth substance, some testosterone-like substance into the meat to enhance the muscle volume of the animal. You know, this is actually something that is often done in agriculture. So many racers claim that it was the hamburger. But I say whatever the deal is with this 90-year-old athlete, I don't care what you use, whether you ate a hamburger that was laced with a anabolic steroid or whether you're taking anabolic steroids. I say suspend the rules for poor Carl Grove, the 90-year-old American cyclist who set a world record and now has been stripped of his title because he was suspected of doping, maybe inadvertently, because he ate the wrong hamburger. All right, we're going to take a call, and there are other ways to get calls to us, 877-726-8255 for live calls this hour. You can also record a question when you go to drhoffman.com, and if you click on the little rectangle that will appear on the homepage, it'll give you an opportunity to record a question, as did Andy. Let's hear from Andy.
Thank you for your wonderful program and the ability to ask you this question. My name is Andy from Long Island. I receive a magazine from AARP monthly, and the current magazine has an article from a evolutionary anthropologist, Herman Potzer, and in it he claims that the body's metabolic rate is fixed, You can exercise more, you can exercise less. It's not going to have any impact on whatever your metabolic rate is. If you get the opportunity, I'd like you to review the article and let us know whether or not that's accurate. Thank you.
Okay, Andy, that's a great question. And I had the opportunity to review the article in AARP magazine. And I got to say that it's a concatenation of some facts with a heavy dose of pop anthropology. And the message is kind of discouraging because what they say, well, the myth of exercise, metabolism, and weight loss is the title of the article. And the subtitle is Evolutionary Anthropologist Herman Ponser Explains Why You Can't Run Away from Your Fat. And this is a message that I think is discouraging for the senior crowd, millions of whom receive AARP magazine, which isn't really the epitome of science journalism, in my opinion. And I'll tell you what is right about the article. I'll tell you what's wrong about the article. First, they cite the fact that members of the Hadza tribe, that's in Tanzania, are one of the last remaining tribes of hunter-gatherers in the world. You know, they live pretty much the way Paleolithic man existed 25,000 years ago. They build their huts from grass. They work day and night for survival. And they use simple Stone Age tools. And so what they discovered is that their metabolic rates were no different than the average American couch potato. And so the suggestion is, well, these guys, like, they exercise like crazy, so why is that? Well, it must be that humans have a fixed metabolic rate. No matter what you do, you exercise like crazy, it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't alter your metabolic rate, so give it up. Well, it's an oversimplification because what really distinguishes the Hadza is something that they don't even mention in the article, which is the diversity of their diet, the tremendous amount of fiber they consume, and their microbiomes, which are among the most diverse in the world. And that's actually what has a big impact on metabolism and the absorption of nutrients and the likelihood that you're going to become obese, because the balance of bacteria in your gut has a lot to say about whether you're going to be overweight or normal weight. That's not even mentioned. The other thing about the Hadza is, you know, the assumption is they exercise like crazy. Well, they don't. They actually, if the average Hadza were transported to New York City and brought to the YMCA where I work out, they would laugh. They would say, why are these people on these ellipticals, on these treadmills? Why don't they just relax? And that's what the Hadzas do. When they don't have to work to get food, they revert to the normal human tendency to chill out and relax. So if you look at the actual exertional expenditure of the Hadza, it may not be different from the average American who, you know, doesn't work out that much. So the other thing that they say here is, you know, bottom line is exercise doesn't help your weight. Yeah, it helps your cardiovascular system. It's a good thing. But it's really diet that makes a difference in terms of your weight. And they revert to the thermodynamic equation, which is calories in, calories out. And that's really, really an oversimplification of the way that diet impacts weight. Because what they really should be talking about is the distribution of macronutrients. And that means the ratios of fat to protein to carbohydrates in the average American diet. And if you really want to do comparison, look at what the Hadza eat in terms of their fiber content. The glycemic index of the carbohydrates they consume, mostly from roots and sour berries, but nothing like refined carbohydrates, sugar, cola beverages that we consume here. That's unknown in Hadza civilization. And that's really the secret, is that they consume protein and some fat and very, very high fiber carbohydrates. And that's what makes the difference. And that's why most of the Hadza are lean. and most of us are fat. We've destroyed our microbiomes. We don't consume enough fiber. We consume too much in the way of carbohydrates. And the discouraging message that we shouldn't exercise, or that the, you know, it's okay if you want to protect your cardiovascular system, but it's not going to affect your weight, is not a great take-home message for AARP to be putting out, in my opinion. So that's my take on that article. It's, you know, pop anthropology, an oversimplification, and yeah, the guy's an evolutionary anthropologist, but if he reads the article, he'll probably feel like he was betrayed by the journalists who oversimplified his ideas. Of your questions, 877-726-8255. Plus, we're going to talk about the new users of marijuana medicine. Medical cannabis is really making inroads, but in a population that you wouldn't really expect. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The closest thing to nutritional crack is fried food. Isn't that like a bucket of chicken? Well, I haven't had one in, well, probably about three decades, but that's more for health reasons, and I exercise restraint around that stuff, but there's nothing like the smell of fried seafood. You know, sometimes you go down to the pier or down to a Coney Island or something like that, and just the air is redolent with the smell of fried oysters or fried clams, calamari, you know, that kind of stuff. And it turns out that that may be associated with a higher risk of early death if consumed. According to the British Medical Journal, regularly eating fried food, unfortunately, is linked with a heightened risk of death from any cause and heart-related death among postmenopausal women. This is according to a study in the British Medical Journal. They say the foods such as fried chicken and fried fish, shellfish, were associated with a higher risk of heart-related death, particularly among younger women in the study, as young as 50 to 65. So they therefore suggest that reducing consumption of fried foods, especially, KFC fried chicken and fried fish shellfish, could have a positive public health impact. What are the stats? Up to a third of North American adults have fast food every day, and a large part of that is fried poultry, fried fish, and shellfish. All right. This item, If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, listen up, because the special offer I'm going to tell you about in just a moment, about the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. I take it every day. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores your mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And in the past, we talked about ProPax with NT-Factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that they formulate something for people who want to keep their multi and yet still harness the power of NT-Factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was introduced. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT-Factor for years. I prescribe it to my patients, and you can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't forget the word Hoffman to take advantage of that special offer. Okay, this item has to do with the new gray market for medical marijuana. Yeah, it's a gray market, not a black market, because it turns out that a large percentage of the folks who are using medical marijuana these days are seniors. They're aging baby boomers. Maybe they consumed some cannabis in their youth, and you know, they thought during their productive years they weren't going to use it. It was going to get in the way of their focus and clarity. But now they've turned to medical marijuana to address a variety of complaints, to help with pain, to deal with digestive ailments. And we recently focused on that in one of our weekly podcasts. We'll post that next week. It is a growing demographic. Seniors whose use of cannabis is mostly around medical uses. Statistics from Oregon, Colorado, Washington State, Nevada, and California show that these are states where it's more legally available. Seniors make up 25% of the overall number of cannabis consumers, according to data from the cannabis research firm The Brightfield Group. And you better believe this is going to be a growing trend. More and more people are using medical marijuana. Also, CBD, one of our good sponsors, pluscbdoil.com is their website. More and more baby boomers, as they age, are seeking alternatives to medications for pain, for anxiety, for insomnia, for depression, gastrointestinal ailments. Medical marijuana has great potential in solving these problems without serious side effects. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and there's concern among many individuals who have high risk for cancer, perhaps they've had cancer, about the use of folic acid. Folic acid, or folate, B vitamin, is controversial in the area of cancer because On the one hand, it's thought to prevent cancers. There's pretty good evidence that folic acid can prevent Barrett's esophagus, which is a pre-cancer, from developing into esophageal cancer. There's also evidence that if you have cervical abnormalities, say an abnormal pap smear, that if you take folic acid, you can reduce the likelihood that you get cervical cancer. On the other hand, some studies suggest that if you have cancer, if you have active cancer, perhaps metastatic cancer, or you've just been treated for cancer, then maybe it's a good idea to withhold the B vitamins, because there's sort of a paradoxical effect of the B vitamins. On the one hand, they may prevent cancer from occurring, but once cancer has developed, they act as a growth factor for the cancer cells. You know, just as we need B vitamins for growth and metabolism, so too do cancer cells, and maybe we're given cancer cells some sort of boost by providing them with high levels of B vitamins. So this study addresses that question in women who are at high risk for breast cancer because they've got the BRCA mutation, BRCA. Comes in two forms, BRCA1, BRCA2. It's thought to increase the risk of cancer of the breast by anywhere from 40 to 80%. So women who have this, often it comes up if you have, say, a mother and a sister has breast cancer, it makes sense to see if you have a hereditary form of breast cancer. Not all forms of breast cancer, of course, are related to that, but if you have the BRCA mutation, you're at higher risk. They get tested, and then they find out that they're positive. So what do they do? Well, should they curtail the use of B vitamins, specifically folic acid? Well, they did a study on this. It just came out in January. Supplemental folic acid and breast cancer risk in BRCA mutation carriers has not been studied. So they evaluated folic acid, vitamins B6 and B12 supplement use, and breast cancer risk among BRCA mutation carriers. What they found was kind of surprising. Women who used any folic acid-containing supplement had a significantly decreased risk of breast cancer compared to other women who had the BRCA mutation, who never used a folic acid-containing supplement. The risk was reduced by as much as 45%. So the suggestion also is that moderate vitamin B12 supplement intake was also associated with a decreased risk of breast cancer compared to those who never used the supplements. So the conclusion is this first investigation of folic acid supplement use and breast cancer risk in these high-risk BRCA mutation carriers, the findings suggest that moderate folic acid and B12 may be protective for BRCA-associated breast cancer. So that's reassuring news when it comes to thinking about taking B vitamin supplements. Even if, you know, maybe you've got someone in your family who's had breast cancer, you're concerned, is this going to increase my risk? Well, according to studies, it doesn't dramatically increase risk. If you want to get the benefits of three great phytonutrients all in one supplement, they are green tea, curcumin, and resveratrol. Think about green tea CR phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's new and improved, and the new innovation is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea's power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. You've heard me talk to Chris Killam, the medicine hunter, about it. He calls it the little pill with big health benefits. And good news, because the folks at Purity Products now have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. It's a free bottle. You just pay $4.95 for shipping, and you can claim your free bottle today. And if you call right now and take advantage of this free giveaway, you can experience the power of this trio of great nutrients. And even better, you'll also get a second free bottle of Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift if you call now. Again, for your free bottle of green tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call right now, 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Call now, 1-800-218-6030 for green tea CR phytosome formula from Purity Products. Okay, this item has to do with the overuse of antibiotics among outpatients. You know, how long have we been talking about this? Is that unnecessary prescriptions for antibiotics are causing a lot of problems. You go to the doctor and you got a cold, and maybe your sinus is a little congested, yellowish or green stuff's coming out. And they say, well, okay, give you an antibiotic. Or alternatively, maybe you have some leftover antibiotics, or somebody in your family has some antibiotics. And, you know, you're going on a trip and you just came down with a cold and you're worried, you know, I got to get well because I'm going to be in a plane. I'm going to be abroad. So I'll take these antibiotics just in case. Well, are we making progress against overprescription of antibiotics? And they did a survey on this, and we've known about this for a long time. I think I've been talking about this for almost my entire radio career, now spanning three decades. Despite public health campaigns aimed at reducing unnecessary prescription for antibiotics, the drugs continue to be prescribed at startling high rates in outpatient settings, such as clinics and physician offices. I mean, we're not talking about patients in hospital who are 4-plus sick. We're talking about just people who go to the doctor and, you know, end up getting a prescription for antibiotics. 98 million outpatient antibiotic prescriptions were filled by 39 million people during the three-year period from 2013 to 2015. That's, well, 39 million, that's you know, like 15% of the population got antibiotics over that three-year period. The study suggests, just to put it mildly, this study suggests that current guidelines on prescribing antibiotics are not being followed. If they were, then we would have seen an overall decrease in antibiotic prescribing rates over time. And this is concerning because the overuse of antibiotics is costly and contributes to the rise of drug-resistant superbugs. And only that, it causes a lot of side effects. People have allergic reactions, okay, albeit rarely, but the vast majority of people who take antibiotics have gastrointestinal problems associated with antibiotics. Women have yeast infections. And we change our microbiome in harmful ways. And I wish I had a buck for every patient who comes to see me with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And we do a little digging, like, was there a precipitating event? And yes, I had sinusitis, or I had an ear infection, or I had bronchitis, and I was given an antibiotic. And, you know, later I started having blood in my stool and diarrhea. And then I went and got a colonoscopy, and lo and behold, I had ulcerative colitis. Often in the wake of intensive antibiotic treatment for Lyme disease. We saw a woman with that situation last week. Lots of antibiotics given. The net result, disruption of the intestinal bacteria and the onset of a severe inflammatory disorder of the gastrointestinal tract. So the average number of antibiotic prescriptions per 1,000 beneficiaries in this study, 826 antibiotic prescriptions per 1,000 beneficiaries. That doesn't mean that 826 of 1,000 people took it. It means that some people took multiple, got multiple prescriptions for antibiotics. And that is really a problem. We're not turning the tide on our over-reliance on antibiotics, and we're running out of options here. You know, we talk about the climate crisis. We talk about all sorts of looming problems for mankind, environment, and the lack of food supply for humans as the population expands. One big problem is we're just running out of antibiotics that will work, especially if superbugs emerge and threaten our populace. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com. Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I saw this headline recently. Doctors save man by pumping 15 cans of beer into his body. Whoa, what's up with that? And this occurred in Quang Tri, Vietnam. And you might think, well, that's an odd form of medical therapy. Maybe this will induce people to seek medical tourism to Quang Tri, Vietnam, where they pump 15 cans of beer into your body if you pay them a certain fee. You know, perhaps you know, it's cheaper to get 15 cans of beer pumped in your body in Quang Tri, Vietnam, than it is if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield here in the United States. But actually, it was an ingenious form of therapy because the man had just ingested methanol. Methanol is a form of alcohol that kind of tastes like alcohol and will get you stoned and get you high, but it's sort of a way that people die because alcoholics sometimes get a hold of methanol. You can find it in certain cosmetic products, in aftershave, things like that, and they drink it, and then they die. So what was the rationale for pumping 15 cans of beer into this guy's body? Well, it turns out that if you put enough ethanol into the body, it will run interference with the methanol, another type of alcohol. The body will preferentially bind to the ethanol and keep the methanol from getting absorbed. They say that by pumping beer into his body with ethanol in it, doctors were able to perform a proper dialysis on the man before the body processed all the methanol in his system. He eventually regained consciousness. It's not known what he had been drinking. But the suggestion is that you think twice about consuming whatever that was. All right, we're going to take one of those recorded calls. You can go to drhoffman.com. And a little box will appear on the right, and you can click on it, and you can record a call, as did Marla. Let's hear from Marla.
Hello, this is Dr. Marla Tarpo. I am curious as to what is the difference between a polyphenol and a plant sterol. The other thing I was wondering about, foot neuropathy happening in 28-year-olds. Do you think it has something to do with lectins? I'm working on that. That's about it. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. That's a Dr. Marla, and thanks for that question. You know, it's great to hear that health professionals are listening. And it's kind of like you're getting a second opinion. Maybe this is the 28-year-old with foot neuropathy is a patient of yours, and you want to get some suggestions. So what's the difference between polyphenol and a plant sterol? Well, polyphenols are what are found in nature. They're nutraceuticals like EGCG, and even cocoa and some of the compounds that are in coffee and also in olive leaf. There's olive leaf polyphenols. And polyphenols, there are many, many, literally hundreds, perhaps thousands of them in nature. And they generally have antioxidant effects. They're potent antioxidants, and therefore it's great to eat a wide variety of spices, fresh fruits and vegetables that are polyphenol-rich. Plant sterols are different. They're sterolic compounds, and they have steroid-like effects. And one of them is there's a commercial product called ModuCare, which takes advantage of plant sterols to reduce inflammation and reduce autoimmunity. So there's a big difference biochemically between the polyphenols and the plant sterols. They can be used, in a complementary way to combat inflammation and combat autoimmunity. And there you have it. You know, you'd have to talk to a plant botanist to get do a really deep dive on that subject. When it comes to the possibility that lectins have something to do with neuropathy. Okay, what are lectins? Lectins are substances that are in plants, mostly, and they are designed as defense measures against basically being eaten or imbibed by animals. So they're sort of like the armor that plants may have against being consumed. And as such, they have potentially poisonous effects on animals. There's a theory that lectins may cause leaky gut syndrome in some individuals, and the leaky gut syndrome can lead to autoimmunity, and then you can make a story that, yeah, that's neuropathy, which may be of autoimmune origin. Often when you can't pinpoint why neuropathy is occurring, you go, well, it's autoimmune. You know, can't figure it out, it's autoimmune. The lectins may be the trigger because they cause leaky gut syndrome. They allow toxins and food allergens to circulate in your system and set up some sort of autoimmune reaction. Well, is that a, you know, is that likely? I think that the lectin story is a little bit overdone. I think the idea that people should never consume beans or never should consume certain foods that have lectins in them is, you know, for the general person who's healthy, I don't think that that's an absolute requirement. For people with known autoimmunity, say a patient has lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, maybe restricting lectins would be a useful measure. But, you know, it's hard to pinpoint whether the lectins are the cause of the problem. And the only way to determine that is to put people on a paleo diet, which is free of beans and grains and other foods that may be rich in lectins, and see how they do. By the way, there are lectins in tomatoes. There's lectins in peppers and chili. These are some of the things that may cause damage to the gut barrier that allows autoimmunity to take over. So there you have it, Maria. That's basic primer on that subject. And this is a hot topic and very controversial within the field of natural medicine. Let's talk for a moment about lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid is a supplement that I take on a daily basis, and we want to know a little bit more about it. Researchers at Oregon State University, that's where the Linus Pauling Institute is, and they do a lot of research on antioxidants. And the headline here is, lipoic acid helps restore and synchronize our biological clock. Why is that important? Well, as we age, our biological clock deteriorates. And that's important when it comes to resistance to stress, cardiac function, hormonal balance, muscle performance, blood sugar metabolism, and the very aging process itself. And one of the interesting properties of alpha-lipoic acid is that it may help to prevent the dysfunction of circadian rhythms with age. In old animals, including elderly humans, it's well known that circadian rhythms break down. Lipoic acid tends to help to regularize that. In addition to helping liver function, it's also a great treatment for peripheral neuropathy and diabetes. So thank you very much for joining us today. And remember that this program, our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts all week. We've got a great newsletter that you should subscribe to and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay healthy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.